This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. With you in the studio this evening, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
All right. So, what's been happening in Catalonia has been pretty crazy, and we've touched on some of it here on Free Talk Live over the last, several months. It's been building up. For those that don't know, Catalonia is an area in Spain. I believe Barcelona is part of Catalonia. And very wealthy area of Spain. They, for a long time, have had an independence movement in Catalonia that has been looking to, kind of take the pulse of the people of the region. What level of support does the idea of Catalonia declaring independence have amongst the average folks of Catalonia? They want to get out. The people that want to get out tend to want to get out because, well, independence is a desirable thing, even if what you want it for is to have more government. So, it's socialism kind of over there in Spain. And
right. They don't mind paying for their local bums, but it's the faraway bums that bug them.
Yeah, or they don't like the way the redistribution is being done at the national level, and they want to have
more. You're never going to like the way the redistribution's done.
Sure, but they don't necessarily know that. They'll feel as though they have more control at the local level, and that is true, right? Like, you do have the ability. For instance, we're here in New Hampshire. We have a better ability to influence what goes on in our state house in New Hampshire than we do the national level in Washington, D.C. That's
sure.
Just a fact. So, whether they want to create more socialist programs with their independence or not is, to me, immaterial. I support their interest. I support their ability, or what they should have the ability, to secede. However, the state or the nation of Spain does definitely not support their ability to secede.
Turns out that centralized governments don't like it when their cash cows decide they want to roam in other pastures.
Right, and things have been building up. The tension has been building up as various different plays have been made on different sides here over the last few weeks, but especially over the last week, because, the vote on this, and it's just a referendum, is expected to happen tomorrow. Now, that is if the voters can actually get to the polls. Story from AlJazeera.com. Spanish police are sealing off polling stations in Catalonia. They have sealed off most public buildings that have been earmarked as polling stations for the banned referendum on Catalonia's breakaway from Spain, according to officials. Separatists in the northeastern region on Friday evening and Saturday morning started occupying voting stations in a bid to ensure that Sunday's poll, which has been declared illegal by Spanish authorities, goes ahead.
It's interesting how, the governments, they love to talk about the will of the people and that sort of thing until the will of the people is clearly set against the will of the state.
No doubt about it. The state, of course, wants to keep the status quo. That is what the state is, right? If you look up the definition of state, the state of the art, the state of whatever, that's what we have. And they want to keep it that way. They don't want to lose control. They don't want to lose their precious power, and as you mentioned, the tax dollars as well. The Spanish Interior Ministry said in a statement today that the, quote, majority, unquote, of the public buildings that had been identified as referendum sites had stayed shut, and only a few are occupied by people with the only aim of obstructing police work, they say. The central government in Madrid had previously said that 1,300 of 2,300...
Sure, anything that's done by the authorities is justifiable if a government says it's okay. In this case, interestingly, a government says it's okay and another government says it's not. So the Spanish government is shipping cops into the Catalan region.
Oh, big time. We'll talk about that coming up.
In order to get this done. That's a war. This is what you basically
occupied
have.
Occupied territory.
Yeah, they're occupying territory at this point. They're using armed men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what color their uniforms are. I don't care if they've got a badge or, they've sworn into the military. I don't care. That's functionally what's going on here.
Absolutely true.
This is a way to drive people away, by the way.
But, you know, should the other side, the people that want their independence, should they take the bait and respond with violence? I say no. They need to remain peaceful because anybody who uses violence will automatically be the bad guy in this particular case. And so far, it's likely going to be the people from Madrid, the government, this national government, that's likely to use the violence. They're the ones amping it up. They're the ones rolling in troops, rolling in the police, actually floating them in. We'll tell you about the, not barges, but cruise ships that the police have rented. And they're sitting out in a harbor in Catalonia that just loaded to the gills with cops. We'll tell
it's a great
you.
Idea to bring a cruise ship because you bring a bed and bathroom right along for each of them.
And plenty of alcohol because, you know, a lot of cops sure do love to drink.
Well, I don't know the answer as to what Spanish cops are and all that sort of thing. But
I suspect they're not that different from other cops elsewhere. But regardless,
I suspect they're not that different from people.
Central government in Madrid had previously said that 1,300 of 2,315 designated voting stations have been sealed off by police who have been mobilized in the thousands in the region. Also earlier today, Enrique Milo, the highest-ranking Spanish official in Catalonia, had said that parents and students were found to be occupying 163 schools and holding activities when police were sealing off facilities. Catalonia is a wealthy region within Spain that accounts for about 20% of the country's economy. It has its own language, which is taught in schools and universally spoken. Tens of thousands of Catalans are expected to attempt to vote in the ballot that will have no legal status as it has been blocked by Spain's constitutional court and Madrid for being at odds with the 1978 constitution. Al Jazeera's Carl Pinhall, reporting from Catalonia's capital in Barcelona, said that poll supporters spent the night in schools with their children. He says, quote, citizens and families here have been getting together and organizing defense committees. They know that those schools have become key battlegrounds in Catalonia's political struggle. Just stop for a moment and imagine this, right? In the United States, we'll see every now and then there'll be some sort of budget mishap at a state house or at the national level, and they'll crow about how, well, now we've got to shut down the government. We can't come to agreement on how this budget should go, so we're going to have to shut it down, folks. That means we're going to have to shut down all these non-essential functions like the parks and this and that, and they'll go through this list of things. And then they'll remember they actually did, I think it was a national level one where they were literally taping off with like police tape the normally publicly accessible outdoor park things at in D.C., for instance.
Right.
And, of course, when people see this, they're like, oh, our parks! They're shutting down the parks!
Our government is spending extra money bringing cops on duty in order to shut down parks because they don't have enough money.
And here you have where they're actually shutting down over 1,000 government facilities for the purposes of keeping you out, if you're in Catalonia, keeping the average person out of them because they don't want them to participate in a simple referendum. They don't want to know what the answer is to the question of, do Catalonians want to leave Spain? Now, polls show certain things, and polls, some polls have suggested about 40% want Catalonia to leave, but more than half do want to have this referendum. So
I feel like secession votes should have more than 50%. I don't think that it's right that
for it to pass. You mean?
For it to pass. Mm. I think that's how it went in Scotland, and I don't know about the Brexit. I can't really remember on that one. But it seems wrong that 51% of the people would tell 49% of the people, we're going to make this move. It'd be one thing if you're trying to hold the status quo, but in order to make a change, I feel like it should be a larger percentage than 50 plus one.
I see what you're saying. In this case, it's just a referendum anyway, so it's just
taking the temperature.
What do people think? And that's what the Spanish government has spent who knows how much money renting cruise ships, hiring all these extra cops to come out of wherever they've come from, to ship them in, literally, into this area to occupy the streets and shut down buildings in advance of tomorrow's proposed vote. How much money does this cost? It's shocking. Just trying to even think about what they're spending just to stop a referendum, just to stop people from being able to express themselves.
Would people be justified in using violence against these cops?
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got more coming up. You can join us.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents and I take the depositions. I try the cases, and in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, you know, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we're talking about Catalonia and the secession vote. That's just a referendum that's supposed to happen tomorrow, but the Spanish government, the national government, is pulling out all of the stops. I mean, the only thing they haven't done yet is, you know, start shooting people in the streets over this. But they have occupied the streets. The police are shutting down the polling facilities. They're sealing them off, apparently. Thousands of police from elsewhere in Spain have been trucked in and shipped in, literally in ships. They are in cruise ships, occupying cruise ships that are harbored in Catalonia. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Plus, you can get into mining Bitcoin. You've heard about Bitcoin. You know that Bitcoin's the world's decentralized currency, the first one in the world, and it's amazing. But you don't know anything about mining. Or maybe you do. Maybe you've been researching mining, and it's just overwhelming. You're not sure how to get in. You want to do it, but you just don't know the technical aspects of doing it. Because in order to mine Bitcoin previously, you had to be pretty technically adept. In this case now, thanks to pool.bitcoin.com, you don't. You just have to have something to invest. And you go to pool.bitcoin.com, there's an easy calculator there that will basically set your investment amount, and it'll tell you what you could be making back over time if you were to make that investment. You go to pool.bitcoin.com. They have a 100% uptime guarantee. Mark, you and I are both doing this, and you can try it out for yourself over at pool.bitcoin.com. And you decide, do you want to mine the Bitcoin Core or the new Bitcoin Cash? It is up to you, Mark. You've been mining Bitcoin Core, I believe.
Yep.
I've been mining Bitcoin Cash. So we'll, you know, tell you more later on how it's all working out for us. You go to pool.bitcoin.com as we continue here with a story from Al Jazeera, where you have in Catalonia now, in the eve of the vote, tonight, so tomorrow 9 a.m. is when the polls are supposed to open. But how the polls are going to open when there are police all over the place, police who've claimed to have sealed off like 1,300 out of 2,300 polling locations, and that was earlier today, so they're probably going to be working into the night to seal these places off, while the protesters, the independence advocates, are saying that they are occupying some of these locations. So families, citizens and families have been getting together and organizing defense committees, according to Carl Pinhall from Catalonia's capital.
They need to, because it looks like on Thursday the police seized more than 6 million ballots and envelopes.
Oh my God.
100 ballot boxes. So they're making it, you know, these world rulers in Western countries are all for democracy until democracy isn't what they're looking
for. It's inconvenient. It's
right.
Threatening their power.
And this is what we've said all along on Free Talk Live. I believe it's true for Spain. I believe it's true for the United States. I believe it's true for, you know, wherever it is this. The government really only is the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
Sure.
Yes, it absolutely has to parade around as though it cares about the, you know, the concerns of the people, but only insofar as those concerns benefit them.
Absolutely true.
There was a Princeton study that came out last year that showed that only about 30% of what the government does was what people want, and only about 30% of what people want is what the government gives. So, I mean, it's going to show that they're not interested in you, your desires,
nope.
And all this, you know.
It's all just for decoration. It's just for show.
The social contract where you give up some of your freedoms in order to get certain protections and benefits from the government. Where is that exactly?
Where are the terms exactly?
Yeah, I'd love to see the terms of the social contract, because I kind of feel like maybe the government is, in breach of this contract.
Absolutely.
If there was ever a social contract, the government's in breach of it.
Well, they can also change the rules anytime, is what they would argue. Is that it's not a real contract, because they can basically tell you what to do and then completely change what they're telling you to do, and it's all legal. And what they're doing here is shutting down polling locations. They're going to say this is an unconstitutional vote. The Supreme Court, these men in robes over here, these men in robes and women in robes have said that this vote, this referendum, is unconstitutional. They're saying it's unconstitutional to just simply ask people a question about what they think. That's
the Supreme Court of the United States has done something similar. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that secession was against the Constitution. Now, mind you, if you read the Constitution, it says nothing about secession. Mm-hmm. There is no exit clause in this document. One might make the argument that since Rhode Island was threatened with a blockade if they didn't sign, then yes, that might be a constitutional move. But, I mean, no one ever told me in school when we studied this stuff that, you know, the Constitution was closer to a suicide pact than anything else.
Speaking from a central Barcelona school where adults and children slept in sleeping bags on gym mats, a separatist supporter who identified
herself... Oh, my God, they brought children into this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear me! You mean children? I've been brought into this? People love to argue about whether or not children have brought to protests one side or the other, but...
I support it. I think it's important. I think that, you know, to have young people involved and children involved, to have whole families involved, really shows the strength of this movement. Because typically, when you're dealing with activists, the families don't get involved. Families are, you know, busy doing family things. They're earning money to keep the roof over their family's head and, you know, keep the bills paid, keep the power on, so they can continue to propagate their family on into the future. Their family's their number one concern. Most families don't want to risk doing activism, especially the kind of activism that could very well put them face-to-face with police raiders in this particular case. And I think that that is, it just shows how fed up the Catalonian people are, that these families would take their family life, put that on hold, grab the sleeping bags, go down to the polling locations where they know the police have been shutting them down, and actually camp out and put their kids on the line. Because most parents won't do this in America today because they're just not fed up enough.
Yeah, when grandmas and grandchildren are demanding something from the government, expect to see change. Once it's reached that level,
right,
then that's when you can truly expect it.
Yeah, there's really nothing more, I mean, as far as like powerful activist imagery, in my opinion, there's nothing more powerful than the image of a grandmother or grandfather being put into handcuffs for some peaceful act, right? Not somebody who, like, chucked a Molotov, but, you know, somebody who's, in this case, occupying a school ahead of this vote.
But you're saying a peaceful act, and I'm not saying I'm not for peaceful action.
Yeah.
I find that peaceful action's very effective, mm-hmm. And we actually interviewed Professor Erica Chinoworth on her her book, Civil Action, and it shows that it's becoming more and more effective over time,
right,
this sort of peaceful action. However, I guess I want to know, at some point or another in human history, when people have become frustrated enough with their government, at some point or another, they pick up arms.
They do. And the old phrase is, what is it, first to the ballot box, then to the cartridge box or something like
ballot
that?
Ballot box.
I'm sure I'm butchering the, you know, the saying, but that's what it is. The idea is you go through these peaceful things first, and they literally have stolen the ballot box.
They've stolen the ballot box. And
all the ballots.
You know, I mean, like, one thing that I find interesting is...
They're going to have a ballot burning before we know it.
When we look at other nations, you know, we think of them as different than our own. And I guess I want to know is are the people of Catalonia justified in using violence against the state of Spain?
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. We got more from Catalonia, where things are really heating up about independence.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so you can Skype on in. Skype username lrn.fm. More about the Catalonia, Spain, which is heating up with actual conflict, over this independence referendum coming up tomorrow. Whether that will happen or not is another question. We'll continue in moments.
Bullet Blocker is a company that was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor, and their goal was to make backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. It was a few years ago, and you know, that kind of thing was really happening then. Well, demand rose, and now they have a huge selection of backpacks and briefcases and coats and jackets that could potentially save your life. The products are attractive. They're well-made right here in the U.S. out of the thinnest and lightest ballistic available in the market today. Very flexible and concealable. Airport security friendly. You gotta have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. BulletBlocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at BulletBlocker.com.
All right, let's continue here. Go to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the Catalonian separatist or independence groups that are, some of them are occupying polling locations, occupying schools that are expected to open at 9 a.m. if everything were to go as planned, 9 a.m. on Sunday, and it's, you know, getting closer to Sunday. In fact, I think it is technically Sunday, at least Greenwich Mean Time right now. So very, very soon they're going to be attempting to open the doors, but police have literally been sealing them off. And I presume that means they're posting armed guards rather than, you know, putting up epoxy or something to lock the doors. I'm not sure exactly what sealing them means, but it likely means some sort of show of force because they have thousands of police from all across Spain who have literally been floated in on cruise ships. We'll tell you the ridiculous, I mean, as though the oppression hasn't been ridiculous enough, but it became laughably ridiculous when it was discovered that Looney Tunes characters were being displayed on the sides of these cruise ships occupied by a bunch of thugs whose job it is to literally stop people from voting in a non-binding referendum. So we'll tell you more about all of this, but let's get to your calls and thoughts. Because, Mark, you had asked a question about violence against the oppressor. In this case, the oppressor...
I can't believe these cops would choose to do... Oh, yeah, let's go there and stop polling, you know, guard polling places from people who want to have a non-binding referendum.
That's what they're doing. Well, they're just doing their jobs, Mark, just doing what they're told.
I think that that's, okay, some of the worst atrocities in history have been committed by people who are just doing their jobs.
Absolutely true.
I mean, it's not an excuse. If just doing your job means you're stopping people from going to a polling place, you've got a crappy job and maybe you should reconsider.
Right, and you asked the question about should violence be used at some point here. They've literally taken away...
I asked if it was justified. I mean, I don't know. Whether or not you should use violence is a tactical, it was a strategic move.
Well, you had said earlier that you considered this to be an act of war, what these government units are doing. They're occupying this land, and they just literally stole, what was it, millions of ballots?
Millions. 6 million ballots, 100 polling boxes.
Yeah, they literally have stolen the ballot box at this point, and so some people would say, well, the cartridge box is next. What do you think? Let's go to Bad Slave. What should the Catalonian people do? I'm a peace advocate. I think the people should remain of peace, but I would say from the perspective of people who believe in violence and defense, they've been all but attacked at this point. Go ahead, Bad Slave in New Hampshire. You're on Skype.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I just want to say, does anybody know out of the box here, do people have a Second Amendment in Catalonia?
Highly doubtful.
There isn't a right to keep and bear arms in any place, really, but the United States. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I thought. And so here's my thought, is that, you know, if it was New Hampshire that had the same problem, I think that the line would have been stepped over at this point. And I think even a lot of the police on the ground, I don't know. See, we technically are not supposed to have a national police force. You know that, right?
Well, I would say that it's, if the Constitution says in the 10th Amendment that essentially all the powers that are not delegated in that document, meaning the Constitution, to the federal government are then delegated to the state and to the people respectively, that anything that isn't specifically mentioned in the Constitution would therefore be unconstitutional. So if it doesn't have to do with, a navy, or printing money, or post roads, or a few other things, then it would be unconstitutional.
There we go. We're on complete agreement. Thank you, Mark. The thought to me is that that in New Hampshire, if the United States tried to pull that, and we've also made our elections local. I don't know if you know that they have some federal ballot laws, some federal voting laws and stuff like that to discourage discrimination and all that sort of thing. But the fact is that the states run their own elections.
Yep, that's the idea.
And so basically, if the federal government you know, decided to interfere with a particular referendum, which we actually don't have in the state. But even if we had, you know, representatives all getting ready to vote for, you know, secession, that if there was some sort of an attack on New Hampshire from the federal government, I think that would be a call to arms for the people.
I think that many people would find it very sobering, but you know, when I the years that I've been doing this talk show, I found far too many people who are just believe that the problem of secession in the United States was solved in the 1860s. That, you know, that's it. You know, this time when people got around by riding around on horseback. That you know, that's it. You know, the issue's settled. I don't, you know, I didn't particularly like the issue over which the secession occurred. I mean, I think that's, you know, pretty reprehensible. But the notion that a particular group of people should be able to self-actualize seems clear to me.
Back to what the original secession, or the second secession. The original secession in America was, of course, from the Brits.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a tyrannous president that decided that that the South did not get to choose their own government.
Right.
And you're making a claim, Mark, that I'm assuming that slavery was the issue.
Big issue.
Yeah, slavery was mentioned in four of the secession documents.
It was an issue.
Yeah.
But if you, there's a really great set of videos out there. It's the Abbeville Institute, and if you look that up, you will see a bunch of stuff from high level scholars from the South that dispute.
I think there's a dispute to be had. I just don't think that, at some point or another, an issue's laid to rest, and historically, and, you know, from a popular standpoint, that issue is decided. I don't think that there's any winning it.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. I'm glad he brought up the question of, you know, how would New Hampshire's secession attempt, which hopefully we will see someday, how will that go differently compared to Catalonia? And I think it's very astute to point out that New Hampshire does have, it is one of the most freedom-oriented states as far as gun laws are concerned. I mean, it's the most free state, period, according to the freedom in the 50 states. But as far as gun control is concerned, it barely exists here at all. I mean, you can easily
Everybody
get a
thinks
gun.
New England, they think it's chock full of liberals, and therefore the gun laws are bad, and au contraire.
Things would be very different if the federal government tried something similar as to what the Spanish government is doing in Catalonia. We'll continue. You can comment, 855-450-FREE.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here live Saturday edition of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
Mark, what's going on with the walking fundraiser thing for St. Jude that we're doing?
Yeah, if you go to walk.freetalklive.com, that's walk.freetalklive.com. You can help us raise funds for our 5K walk that we're going to have. We're raising money for St. Jude.
All right.
And, you know, a listener.
I've never done a 5K.
Well, it's a walk, man.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that St. Jude's trying to kill anybody on this event. I know Daryl could probably pick us up and run with us the entire 5K,
probably
the way
true.
That he's been working
yeah.
out. But, you know, we'll all be going, and I'm going to bring the family, too. And really, it's in support of St. Jude. It's a great organization. I don't know if you're aware of them, but what they do is cancer research. Specifically, they help families whose children have cancer. And if you, like me, are grateful that your child is healthy, then for me, this was a way to show that gratitude sort of towards, you know, God,
right, put
everybody,
that boy to work.
The universe,
some walking shoes
whatever.
On him.
No, I mean specifically the, you know, giving money to St. Jude, right?
Oh, I see.
I mean, this is a terrible thing that happens, yeah. happens to families, and it happens to a few of them. Mm. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to, you know, that St. Jude's doesn't have to, you know, send them a bill. So just go to walk.freetalklive.com, sponsor us in this walk, and we are tossing in money, too. So walk.freetalklive.com.
Is it like a per-mile thing, or like how does the...
You just give us money.
I see.
This is a virtual walk, so...
But we're really going to walk.
Yeah, I don't even know what precisely St. Jude's is calling a virtual walk, but I intend to walk 5K.
Yeah.
So we got to put this. We'll be
Gerald's got like a map thingy that he can lay all that stuff.
He has
out.
A 5K already laid out for us, so we're in good shape.
Very
Walk.freetalklive.com.
All right, so you can bring up whatever you want here. We got more to say about the Catalonian independence vote that is. Well, it's coming soon. It's supposed to be happening on Sunday, and it's about to be Sunday over in Europe. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We've got Scott the Bigot, likely in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
What's on your mind?
You know, you're talking about New Hampshire seceding from the Union. We're enslaved. All Americans are enslaved by our Zionist-occupied government. And look at George Soros as one example, where he has funded Occupy Wall Street and Russian collusion, Black Lives Matter.
You know what?
New
I don't
World
really
Order.
Care what kind of religious people occupy the government. What I care about is whether or not the government is using aggression against peaceful people, and this government's doing that, and the government in Catalonia or Spain is doing that. Governments all around the globe do that, and they're made up of not just you know, Jewish people, but also Christians and, you know, people who follow Islam, supposedly. There's all kinds of people with religions who are using power over others. And the fact that you focus exclusively on one group is really, you know, it's sad.
You know, I want to tell you something, that today is Yom Kippur, and the Jews have a lot to atone for. And what I mean by that is Wall Street, the control of Wall Street.
You know, like all the Jews don't have to atone for Wall Street.
People are individuals.
By the way, for anybody playing the Free Talk Live drinking game, Scott has now used the term Jew and Zionist, so that's two drinks.
All right, we that's enough, Scott. Thank you for the call tonight. I've heard it. We've heard it all before. It's really nothing new. I mean, you just trot out the same old crap about Zionist this, Jewish that, as though it really matters. And I'm sorry, it doesn't. And as you pointed out here, I mean, we're talking about individuals. There's Jewish janitors. They have nothing whatsoever to do with Wall Street. You know, Wall Street may indeed be a corrupt organization, or there may be corrupt organizations within Wall Street, because it is just a street, but or an area, if you will, of New York City.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's full of people who want, some of them probably, to take advantage of others. And that is not a specifically Jewish thing. That is a bad person thing, and there's plenty of people out there who are like that. You should not judge somebody based on their religion or their race. It should be individuals.
Well, it's a crappy way to go about judging. I mean, you're not going to successfully predict much about behavior then.
No doubt. Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, very interesting situation there in Spain.
Yes.
We have to consider the ruthlessness of the Spanish was inspired by the ruthlessness of the invading Muslims that they had to deal with. And then they
That's an interesting thing. You managed to take, you know, a group of Catholics and apply Muslim standards to them. Go ahead.
And so they took that ruthlessness to most of Central America and South America, with the exception of Brazil, where they had help from the Portuguese. But I think the Catalonians, you know, will fare about as well as the illegal aliens who have seceded from Mexico and come here.
That's not secession.
Well,
that's a migration.
It is in a sense, because
no.
at least the Mexicans have somewhere to run to, but the Catalonians don't.
It's not secession when you
leave
a country.
Well, the Catalonians are wealthy, and they don't want to leave.
Right.
So
the point of secession is you stay where you are and say bye-bye politically to whatever political organization, whatever body politic that has considered you a part of its political body. You're saying, goodbye, we don't want to be part of you anymore, but we also don't want to leave. That's different from saying, oh, I'm leaving this country because I don't like it. That's an expatriation.
To some extent, it's choosing a government, though. I think that he's got a point there.
It's not secession. When we're talking talking
it's
about words.
Secession, no.
Words have very specific meanings. So the people who are cutting and running and they're leaving the country, and you know that's fine if that's what you want to do. Those people are not seceding; they're just leaving. People who are seceding are putting their freedom on the line, and they are taking a risk of possibly being shot or arrested by these police in the streets in Catalonia, and that is a much more serious exercise, which in theory, if they're successful at seceding eventually, because again, this is just a non-binding referendum that they're trying to vote on tomorrow. If they are successful, then the prize is much bigger, because then they get self-determination, or at least more of it.
Well, there's a difference between a poor man's secession and a rich man's secession. You probably heard the title of the book by the title Survival of the Richest. Well, in Mexico, they're going back and forth. They haven't really left Mexico. They have seceded in the sense that they have made a union, a bond, with the United States. But they send money and they travel back and forth frequently. Even
Do you have a problem
caught.
With that?
Well, hold on. No, illegal aliens don't travel across the border to go visit grandma. I mean, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
Certainly, some people will send money.
They're going to stay.
Certainly, people will send money back if they can, though.
Sure.
And do you have a problem with that, Michael? Because you're starting to sound like a closed border bigot here.
Well, are you going to secede from the union if you have your way and keep your border open to all of the
I would like American, to have New Hampshire's borders be open,
Army
personally.
Troops that want to come in?
What? To whose troops?
All of the troops of the American Army that want to come in after you succeed.
Well, that's
you,
the big question,
the
right? This
open?
Is the big scary objection to secession is, oh, well, look what's happening in Catalonia. You know, you got these occupying troops coming in, the police from Madrid or whatever, from all over Spain, are, you know, they're coming to the Catalonian region. They're currently occupying cruise ships right there. And the idea would be that, well, similar things would happen in New Hampshire. But as our caller earlier pointed out, New Hampshire does have relative gun freedom. And I can tell you that here in New Hampshire, the police treat people better, I think, on average than in other places. And maybe that's because there's relative gun freedom here and they never really know what's going to happen to them. Or maybe it's not. I think that that's open to interpretation. But I guarantee you things are going to play out differently here. And no, I don't think foreign occupying troops would be welcome in a secession. But I would like to think that New Hampshire would be an open, welcoming place to the rest of the world, to the freedom seekers of the rest of the world who might want to come here. But I can tell you that if New Hampshire does secede, that will be one of the hottest topics at that time, because there are people within the so-called liberty movement who are divided on the issue of national borders. And I think I find it frustrating, but that is a reality. And so we'll likely see the people who probably worked together to accomplish secession then turn against one another in a dirty, down and nasty fight over what should happen with the new seceded borders.
As it happens so often.
Yeah, so thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Michael. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dale in Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dale.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, welcome. Go ahead. Great.
I guess I really don't know a whole lot about Catalonia and really wasn't aware of what was going on over there until I got to listen to you guys tonight, but I had to wonder about what kind of a constitution that the Spanish have, what kind of a bind they have with Catalonia. I mean, the part
hold
of
that thought, Dale. If you can hang through the news, we're going to bring you back. All right, so stand by. And that's why I wanted to talk about it tonight, because it's probably not the head story on the local news or nationally.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607.
3607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.